I'm going to speak first, or as the next practice, being one I call breathing love. It's one of the highest that you can do. Because love is the opener of the way, it's the means of transformation. It opens the way to unfolding. Selflessness in action, and the goal itself. You've heard, no doubt, the expression God is love, the universe is of love. You've heard statements from people like Jesus who says, you can have everything, but if you don't have love, you don't have anything. You're of nothing. It's love that opens the way, love that becomes the goal, and love that is the means. And through love, all things come. So, that which is created the universe and is stepping out through love. And the breath connect and the light then unfolds, and this leads back through the trail of love. And so, I start many times and continue on and feel very, very strongly that one of the highest practices you can do, one of the easiest that you can do, that anyone can do right from wherever you happen to be, and then continue on and it will unfold, is that of breathing love. And the way it starts is on the breath. You feel love. And if you can't, and then you breathe it. And in the course of breathing it, it becomes stronger and stronger, and you become of this. And then this leads you higher and higher. Now, for some people, the feeling and the knowing of love is very real, it's very present, and it's very easy for someone to move toward that. And then the connection is there. That reality, that experience is in front of them. It's in their heart. They sense it. For other people, it's much more difficult. Yet every person, no matter who he or she is, has some feeling within themselves of what it is to experience love. And most people have, at one time or another, sensed or felt what they believe, what they can define, what they can call as love. Doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't matter if it's incomplete or not. But whatever it is, that level that you find yourself on, whatever experiences that you've had, move toward this. If you have difficulty connecting to that real sense of love, the real feeling of love that exists, place yourself as much as you can toward what you do feel exists of love. One of the stronger experiences you've had within this life. Just put your attention on this, and as you feel it, as you live it, try to focus on this. Let the other extraneous thoughts, if you have any, sort of drop away. And just keep bringing yourself back to this sense and feeling of love. And as you do, breathe it. Let it grow. Let the breath grow. Place yourself toward the remembrance of the experience or sense or feeling of what you believe you call love. And as you do, this will become stronger and stronger. And as you grow in this, and as this grows in you, then you'll find additional depths to this love. The love will grow. You'll find it easier to unfold. You can focus on your heart in that center if you wish, very gently caressing it, massaging it easily. With the light of love, that golden light, that sound of ah, within or without or both, and it will expand easily, kindly, gently. Don't overdo. A minute or two at most when you're starting. Then you can follow the breath of love more and more. As you put yourself toward the experience of what you may have had, what you've had within your life, what you feel is love, let this grow on the breath, get stronger and stronger. And as you do, you are within the particular experience. You're still pointing toward that. And so rather than get caught in the thing that primes the pump, that gets you started, after a while, as you get the feeling of love, then diminish the element or quality or experience or situation which prompted it, which motivated it initially, and point your attention toward the highest of what you can conceive the universe is, the goodness, the love of the universe. Try to place yourself toward that. Let it transfer over from the individual experience to the universal. Move toward that. And if you lose it and you need to come back and reconnect, so to speak, reattach and strengthen again, then do that. And then sit with this the highest you can, just feeling the quality of love and letting this unfold within you. And then on the in-breath, the love of the universe comes toward you and you feel this. And on the out-breath, you feel yourself expanding, losing yourself within this love, your boundaries expanding more and more. This is the breathing of love. And then the depth of love is carried through the awareness of heart, of the heart. The heart being a level within yourself, the heart center of the physical body and the subtle body, your electrical body. It reverberates with the sound and breath of love. And it connects to, and you are part of, and it is part of you, and the entire larger love that exists, the level of heart that exists throughout all people, all beings, all lands, the universe itself, through the stars and the planets, through the dust that makes it all up, through the cosmos. You're all part of this, and this love flows through it and becomes solid, makes up in the form, that spirit that becomes dense, has the quality of love. And so as you lose yourself in this, you'll find layer upon layer, level upon level, depth upon depth, toward the real, toward the highest of the ideal that you have. And as you move toward this and it becomes of you, you become more and more transformed because that love unfolds through you, which is part of you, and you are part of it. And the breathing of love is quiet, and the experience is deeper. And it continues on, this breath of love, this connection through heart, breath, light, being. It carries on more and more each day, and then you find your behavior changes, your desires change, your attitudes change, the way you treat people changes, the way you interact with people, the way you interact with the world changes, because you're no longer so separate. You're part of it all, and it's part of you. And when you look upon somebody else, your brother, so to speak, or sister, or mother or father, and each one of these qualities of people can be used as ways of transformation, of including more and more beings within that. You also look upon yourself, and you feel, oh, this is part of myself. And while you would not want to hurt yourself, you'll find that you don't want to hurt another because another is yourself. The whole world is that. And so you find through love that you're placing yourself naturally toward the highest you can, and you find yourself harmonizing with this. And breathing love then carries you step by step toward the highest of your ideal, and losing yourself in that, the finding of yourself, because this is your own very nature, and it's unfolding as you become transformed. Breathing love.